Harwich resident Janice Walk kept the tick that bit her a few weeks ago. She takes it out of the crumpled envelope and puts it on her workbench.
Yep, there it is. Adult tick. Can you see it?
Walk doesn't know how long the tick was attached to her leg, but she says it took a lot of effort to get it off. She then took it to the emergency room at Cape Cod Hospital.
And they said, sure enough, that's a tick bite. And they gave me a dose of doxycycline and said, if this becomes rashy or symptomatic, come back and we'll give you more doxycycline.
A single preventative dose of doxycycline is the standard treatment for a patient who presents with a recent black-legged tick bite. Doctors say it's enough to kill the Lyme disease bacterium before it can establish itself in the body. In Walk's case, she says about 2 days later, she developed a red rash about 2 inches in diameter. This time she went to her doctor's walk-in clinic, though she was on guard for trouble. She's been bitten before.
I had found the tick on me a year before that, and knowing about ticks, I took it to the doctor as well, and it was a doctor at the same place, and she said, well, I can't really give you any antibiotics. And I just looked at her and I said, what would you do if this tick had been on you? And she just wrote the prescription right then and there and handed it to me.
That didn't happen this time. At the clinic, she saw a nurse practitioner who looked at the wound.
She looked at it and told me that it was not infected. And I said, it looks infected to me. And she said, well, it doesn't to me. And then I said, I would feel a lot more comfortable if you would give me more doxycycline so that I do not get Lyme disease from this, because I'm not liking how it looks. And she said no, she was not going to give me doxycycline.
Dotted across Cape Cod, the islands, and the South Coast are dozens of people who say they suffer years later because Lyme disease went either misdiagnosed or mistreated. Walk's partner, Janice Summers, was one of them. 20 years after a tick bite in Provincetown, she still has complications. Walk wasn't going to let that happen to her. She went to the black market for doxycycline.
I'm not disclosing where, but I had gotten some doxycycline, so I just took it on my own.
Misdiagnoses of Lyme still happen, people say. Symptoms vary from person to person, and if enough time goes by before treatment with antibiotics, Lyme can become well entrenched in the body and much more difficult to kill. In fact, that's where the Lyme debate gets really ugly. Just as there's controversy about how to initially treat tick bites, there's considerably more disagreement among patients and even doctors themselves about how to best treat long-term Lyme disease.
Certainly in the field of infectious diseases, it's the most contentious debate. I don't know about all the other fields of medicine.
Dr. David Pombo is the Director of Infectious Disease Prevention at Cape Cod Healthcare.
The story is complicated because it's a type of bacterium that can persist in the body, and there are animal models showing that standard therapy that we use for humans doesn't really always eradicate the bacterium. Whether that's true in humans, it's not clear.
Dr. Paul Atwater is the clinical director for the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Maryland. He says he does believe that when left untreated, Lyme does not respond well to antibiotics and can leave patients with persistent symptoms, such as chronic muscle aches, fatigue, and what's called brain fog, when patients don't feel as sharp mentally as they once did. Sometimes these people are misdiagnosed, he says, but his primary disagreement comes with the treatment.
Myself, I like to practice what I hope is the best recommendations for my patients. And if I thought long-term antibiotics worked because of compelling evidence, you'd be sure I'd adopt it. But I don't think that's the case.
27-year-old Bryony Scudder of Centerville is convinced she contracted Lyme 10 years ago, and it didn't go away. She was treated with antibiotics at the time, and at first, she felt fine.
I didn't have any symptoms. I wasn't tired, nothing. And then became this neurological stuff where I was feeling dizzy and I was having trouble processing. And I was working in Osterville and I got lost. And this is a road that I took every day to and from work.
Scudder says she's pushed for intravenous antibiotic treatment with some success, but doctors continue to tell her they don't know why she's sick.
Literally, I went to the doctors this past week for a checkup after my IV, and my doctor said, how are you feeling? And I said, I'm still, kind of feeling like crap. You know, my hip's hurting me and this and that. And he said, oh, well, it's not Lyme. And I said, okay, well, then what is it? What is it? If it's not Lyme, what could it be? And he said, well, it must be in your head. And I said, okay. And I held it together until I left the office, and then I burst into tears because it's just constantly what we're hearing.
Scudder says she knows that among the network of people who suffer from Lyme in the region, there's a closely guarded list of what are considered Lyme-friendly doctors, physicians who believe in long-term Lyme and are willing to treat it with long-term antibiotics.
I'm 27, and I'm trying to make it here in Cape Cod. The majority of those doctors that are Lyme-friendly don't take health insurance, and sometimes their visits alone are $400 a visit, and I can't afford that.
Mashpee resident Kim Costa is a registered nurse who at first thought she was bitten by a spider last year, but she came down with debilitating migraine headaches, and an ER physician recommended she get a Lyme test, so she went to her primary care doctor.
He looked at my thing and said, "Oh, it's healing. You don't need any antibiotics." He said, "That's not Lyme. You don't need to have a Lyme titer." So I left there, and he told me to take extra strength Excedrin. I left with no antibiotics, and I left with no order to get a Lyme test.
It was a homeopathic doctor who later gave Costa a Lyme test.
And she sent the test out, and by the beginning of September, I was positive. So I had gone from June to September with Lyme.
Costa doesn't know how you prevent misdiagnoses and lack of treatment, though better, more accurate testing would probably help. One thing she does advocate is bringing in ecologists, people aware of how ticks live and how they get on us, in order to take the fight directly to the tick.
Manipulate the environment for a few years and help bring down the level of ticks, but I don't see that happening.
Researchers are thinking about ways to manipulate the environment. In fact, the EPA is working through several years of data gathered on the Cape and Islands at what are called four poster deer feeding stations, where the animals are dosed with insecticides when they come to eat corn. Because the medical and Lyme communities remain at odds over diagnosis and treatment, one solution to the Lyme problem may be found in the woods and marshes surrounding us. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.